This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get a chance to talk with one of the terrific guards in the NBA. Came out of Lehigh from the Lehigh Valley. Great academic school, Patriot League. And he's gotten everything he's gotten, he's earned. He has climbed his way to a position where he is known now as a star around the NBA. CJ McCollum is with us here on Teak and Tierney. CJ, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing well, man. How you guys doing?
Yeah, good. Good to have you on the show. Yeah. Everything's okay.
It's been a while since we chatted with you guys. We know you guys have been through a rough 15 or so games over the last a few weeks here. But how do you guys flip this? The season started so impressively, 10-3, I believe it was. Now you're sitting at 15-13. How do you turn the momentum back in your favor? I know it's hard in a long NBA season, but what's ailing you?
Yeah, I think we just got to get back to the basics. I think we dropped a tough one last night against the Grizzlies, but offensively, we didn't produce the way we're normally accustomed to. But defensively, that's one of the things you can control is your effort, not giving up second-chance opportunities, getting back in transition. So I think the last two games we've defended a lot better, only giving up about 92, 93 points last night. So defensively, we got to step it up and really take advantage of this home game tomorrow.
Yeah, you need guys to knock down shots like you. You scored 40 last night, obviously in the losing effort. And you talk about those Raptors. We just were talking about them at the beginning of our show. How good they're playing, and what a difference Kawhi has made, even though he didn't even play in their win over the Golden State Warriors. But confidence means so much, and you know, momentum and belief. You guys feel like you can get that back?
Absolutely, it's a long season. There's ebbs and flows going through 7 months, 82 games. It's going to be great nights. It's going to be terrible nights.
Yeah.
It's about weathering the storm and staying even keel. And I think that we've done a pretty good job of that, not getting too high from great games, not getting too low from poor performance. So it's just about turning the corner now. We're a little over a quarter way through the season, not even at the halfway point yet, so there's no need to panic. But in the Western Conference, it's tough, so you have to make sure you take advantage of as many games.
I'm sorry. So yeah, no, it's certainly tough for the West, but it's tough in a different way. It's not shaping up the way many of us thought. Granted, it's still relatively early. It's not even Christmas yet, when a lot of people kind of say the NBA really takes off. But the Nuggets at the top seed, the Rockets aren't a playoff team right now. LeBron's obviously doing his thing with the Lakers. It's really a year of transition, and I guess big picture, around the league, and I guess specific to you and your team, because it feels like to us, the Warriors, there's a vulnerability there. I mean, when you take the court against the Warriors, does it seem different than it did a year or two ago?
I mean, they're still good. They have all-star quality players, MVP candidates, multiple MVP candidates. So they're still a very good team. I think they're just figuring some stuff out, having battle injuries throughout the season. Getting that continuity back, understanding where everybody's going to be at. I think it takes time, and they're going through an adjustment period that a lot of teams go through. You know, every team in the NBA battles injuries. Look at the Nuggets. Half their starting roster is hurt, and they're still first in the West right now. So it's just about adjusting, and then they'll have another adjustment period once Boogie comes back. But at the end of the day, they're still the Warriors. They're still a very good team. They play well at home. They still have Steph. They still have KD, Clay, Draymond, and they're battle tested, so I'm sure they'll figure out ways to win games when they need to.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, and I think you guys will as well. But interesting question to ask you, because we've had this conversation about Jimmy Butler, not the drama that's been as of late, but really his rise from obscurity when he got drafted to the star that he is now. You're kind of been on a similar path, as BT mentioned, coming out of Lehigh. Not a lot of people knew who you are, but you've risen to this star. We know that the NBA is a star-driven league. It's all we want to talk about. Star. This guy's a, you know, all-star. He's going to be a branding and all these other things. How was that process for you? Because it wasn't foregone. It wasn't, you know what I mean? So how did you pull through this to get to this point in your career where you're viewed as one of the top guards in the NBA?
It was a unique process, very challenging. I went through a lot of stuff physically and mentally, going through injuries, you know, going through self-doubt, you know, trying to figure out how to recover from certain things and just trying to figure out where I belonged and where I fit in that. But I had strong faith. I had a strong supporting system around me, a good family, and I just worked. That's one of the things I've always done is put the work in, put the time in, and I take advantage of opportunities when they presented themselves. And although I didn't start off, you know, lighting the world on fire and winning rookie of the year and things of that nature, I slowly learned, you know, what it takes to play in the NBA, what it's like to be a bench player, what it's like to go to the arena and not play.
Yeah.
And I used that as motivation. Those things kind of drove me throughout the season, throughout my career, so that when I did get my opportunity, you know, I was ready to take full advantage of it.
We're talking to C.J. McCollum, 22 a game, Portland Trail Blazers. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. You know, C.J., you heard Tiki reference Lehigh. My first radio job was in Allentown, Pennsylvania, so I know Lehigh and I know Lafayette and Stabler Arena. I happen to know that conference very well, Bucknell and Colgate, Lafayette, all those great teams, West Point. But take us back there, because not every NBA player goes to a factory like Kentucky or Duke or Kansas or Arizona or Michigan State. And I'm curious, like, in your most honest answer, like, when did you actually not think about the NBA, not dream about the NBA, but actually say to yourself, man, I think I can really truly play in the NBA?
I mean, it sounds crazy, but I always believed I was going to the NBA, even when it seemed impossible. I think it's just the mindset of an underdog. And being in Canton, Ohio, being around Eric Snow, being around Costa Kufis, who was my high school teammate, I seen the work ethic and what it took to get to that point, and I matched it. I replicated what they did.
Yeah.
Getting to the gym early, staying late, two-a-days, getting up extra shots. So when I got to Lehigh and I found out no one had ever gone pro from Lehigh before, it wasn't discouraging for me. I looked at it as a challenge.
Yeah,
I felt like, you know, there's a reason why no one had done it, and there's a reason why someone has to do it at some point. So why can't it be me? And I just worked extremely hard. Probably wasn't in the library as much as I should have been my freshman year, and I paid for it. But
that's all right.
I learned how to balance. With,
it's all right.
Performance.
Yeah.
And I think after we played Kansas in the tournament my freshman year, that's when I knew I could play in the NBA, because they had like 10 NBA players out there and none of them could guard me, and I was 6'2", 160 pounds. So I felt like if I got stronger and I got bigger and I kind of put things together, that I'll have a great chance at making it.
That's cool. Awesome. That's a good story. You partnered with the American Express to highlight the Boys and Girls Club of America. I think the last time I had you on, we talked about this as well. Tell us about this partnership that you guys have going on, because I think it's important, and some of the proceeds will go that people spend on Amex will go to the Boys and Girls Club of America. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, I'm very excited to partner with American Express and the Boys and Girls Clubs. Growing up in Canton, Ohio, I spent a lot of time at the Boys and Girls Clubs and really understand the type of impact they can have on kids' lives. So I'm really looking forward to that. We've done a lot of great work. We recently did some work at the Boys and Girls Club here, actually, in Oregon. And you can actually see that on the Instagram channel. And fans can follow the journey and the partnership and all the things that we're doing, not only with the Boys and Girls Club in Oregon, but the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. And as you said before, if you use your American Express card on NBAStore.com, 10% of total money spent will be donated to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, as long as it happens before Christmas.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to go out there, buy some jerseys, and give back to the community.
Yeah, exactly. You're thinking about buying jerseys, get them before Christmas, give them as gifts. 10% goes back to the Boys and Girls Club. And those jerseys aren't cheap, so that could be a good amount of money. That's a great initiative, CJ.
No, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you guys having me on, man. I got to get me a Tiki Barber jersey.
I don't think they have them at the NBA store, though.
Get a Tiki Barber Fathead. It's a little cheaper.
Actually, probably not. $80 a Fathead.
No.
Hey, look, CJ, we know you got to bounce. We got it, too. We only got about a minute here. You guys are hosting Toronto on Friday, so good luck in the game.
You're going to need it.
Yeah, we know.
They're playing well, brother.
But we know this is going to get turned around for you guys. You guys have two good of scorers and shooters, and appreciate you hopping on again, CJ.
No problem at all, man. I appreciate you guys, and we'll try to take care of business tomorrow.
Most certainly.
Great perspective. Great player. Good guy. Thank you, buddy. Happy holidays to you, CJ McCollum.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.